Baby, you've been in a lot of foster homes. How many? I know you added it up at one time.
I think 67, I believe, around that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Having to start over that many times or having to build relationships that many times, you start to learn how to make friends pretty quick. But I would say it takes a toll on you because you don't know when you're going to move next or, you know, someone's going to kick you out. Or so I always kept my bags packed because I never knew when the next time I would just have to leave. So I never really unpacked anything.
We didn't really care too much about the age, but we preferred an older child. Didn't care about the sex, about the ethnicity. We just wanted someone who would fit into our family. And Avi's story just seemed to be the one that really touched us, and we just knew. And then we met. I knew from the moment I saw you that I adored you.
It was a little scary because I was wondering why someone would want to adopt someone that's already 17, basically grown up already.
And then we had what they call a date where you came and stayed with us for a weekend. And I remember when it was time for you to go, you said, "Do I have to go?" But it wasn't long after that, like a week or two after that, where you came for good.
It was a relief to be finally in a place where you can call your home and not have to worry about like the next time you're going to eat or, you know, having to move or go somewhere. It was a new experience to have someone be interested in you becoming, you know, fully a part of their family. I was never used to like sitting down at the table and everybody actually talking about their days. I always like got my plate and I go to my room. That was like the norm. But now I actually like enjoy like sitting down at a table and telling my parents like how my day went and like seeing how their days went.
It was really cool how the school community worked together to help you graduate. Your graduation after the ceremony, I remember you sitting there with your diploma, just looking at it going, "I never thought I'd see this day." And that was a really proud moment because you did it. You got that diploma.
I was pretty mad at the world. I didn't like my teachers. I didn't really care to do my work. I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't think there was like anything left. My whole life, being like that one kid that just didn't have anybody there to tell you you did a good job, there just to congratulate you, or when you play football, you know, your dad's not up there like screaming at the top of his lungs. But on my graduation day, I seen my dad. I seen my mom. I seen my brothers. I waited my whole life for that one day. Hearing my name cheered and someone like being proud of me for something that I did.
And something you didn't mention, you have a beautiful singing voice and got the opportunity to sing in Carnegie Hall this time last year. So we were all so proud of you for that.
I always dreamed about going to New York, and I left my hotel room like at 3 a.m. and no one was out on Times Square and it was just me. And I was just watching the lights and stuff. And I was just thinking to myself, wow, a couple years ago, I would have never thought I'd ever see New York or sing at a prestigious hall. That was a time where I knew like I could do anything. There's kids out there that need that. You can have the next president, next billionaire, you can have next world's greatest, best scientist. All they need is a little love.
I'm glad you're in our family, Avi.
Me too.